Here are today's top stories. Governor Chris Christie endorsed Donald Trump for New Jersey State Tollway Authority chief. Oh, sorry. Wait. Nope, I read that wrong. Endorsed him for president. Wow. This is good news for Trump after a less than spectacular showing at the 10th Republican debate last night. 10th! Jeez. Unfortunately for Ben Carson, that was only his 9th, because there's no way you can count last night as a full debate. I mean, maybe I'll give you 1/10. I mean, he said one thing all night, and it was dumb. Cruz and Rubio, on the other hand, well, they know how to keep the cameras on them by engaging Donald Trump. Trump stuck to his script, which happens to be his campaign platform. I'm awesome and number one. You know what, Donald? Take a hint from hip-hop. Nobody likes a rapper who just raps about being number one. Rap about the Kardashians. Tomorrow, the Democrats duke it out in South Carolina. Hillary Clinton's expected to win, where Bernie Sanders is expected to send the suit back. This is cold! It's cold! Ugh. Mayor Emanuel's police task force is not being received well. Protesters shut down public hearings last night in Rogers Park. The mayor responded today, telling protesters to join the process and not close it down for everybody else. Which protesters responded, okay, cool. Is there free food? Oh, man, I'm hungry. Oh, no free food? Ah, man, get my megaphone. Chain me to the door. We won't leave. We won't leave. Hey, donuts in the back go a long way, Mayor. The state of Illinois reportedly has made $200 million in late fees for various stickers and services after they stopped sending renewal notices. The ultimate irony, they stopped sending the notices because of budget woes. Talk about turning a negative into a positive. And you wonder why nobody likes anybody anymore. Lincoln Towing may lose their license to tow cars. If you aren't familiar with Lincoln Towing, they're the reviled towing company that trolls Chicago neighborhoods looking for people parked too close to the corner. Have you seen the movie Lord of the Rings? You know those ghost-like horsemen that you can't kill? The ones that fly terrifying dragons in the sequels? Essentially, that's Lincoln Towing. Today, the Chicago Public Schools said that computer sciences will be required to graduate high school. When asked for comment, high school freshmen were like, what's a computer? How do you swipe? And leave it to the Chicago Public Schools to be 10 years behind the curve. What do they have to do, turn on a Dell? Yes, this is a gateway. You press on-off, move the mouse, you get to go to DeVry. Cubs singles game tickets go on sale today. I guess they may break the record all the way back from 2008. I've seen three different stories about how this could be the year they break that record. It's almost like the Cubs might have a vested interest in generating buzz around some record that nobody cares about. Anyway, 2008, yeah, that's a Lou Piniella Cubs. Exciting. The IRS was hacked for the second time in 6 months and 700,000 accounts were affected. You know who I blame? Ben Carson. That's the one thing he talked about last night. It's unfair. I'm always being targeted. The IRS is unfair. Shut up, Ben Carson. In weather, it's supposed to be nice again this weekend. I might break out the ankle socks. Maybe a boat shoe. Could be a weekend for a boat shoe. In sports, the Bears plan to put the franchise tag on Alshon Jeffrey. Tight end Zach Miller is going to test free agency after his breakout year. Can I be honest for a second? Cutler's best year. Miller's breakout year. Jeremy Langford's the running back of the future. The way the media talks about this Bears team, you would think this wasn't a 6-10 squad. 34 catches from a tight end does not make me say prime time. 6-10. We could do better. The Bulls are in Atlanta tonight. Hey, a showdown with the Kirk Heinrich-led Atlanta Hawks? Nah, still not watching. How does Stan Bowman do it? The Hawks were able to deal some youngsters to get Winnipeg Jet captain and former Blackhawks Stanley Cup hero Andrew Ladd back in town. Blackhawks are ballin'. That's how you do it. Win or lose, this team is at another level. It's almost like they're un-Chicago sports, right? The only rival right now would be the Chicago Cubs, who not only got Dexter Fowler back on the squad for half the money, but today signed Shane Victorino to be a clubhouse mascot. Did you see the Fowler reunion yesterday where Madden gathered the team for Fowler's surprise entrance? It's so hard not to like this Cubs team. And finally, it's Oscar week, so that's something. I wonder what Zendaya is going to wear. Oh. This year, the Oscars are going to scroll thank yous underneath the award winners while they do their speeches. This is being done to speed up the broadcast so we can get to the local news quicker. I say once you take away the thank yous from the speech, this is all that's left. Your movies are great. And I'm an actor.
Bye.
Everyone's excited that this may be the year that Leonardo DiCaprio will finally be accepted in Hollywood. Well, that's the carryout for February 26, 2016. Hey, it's going to be nice this weekend, so get your order from the side window. Yeah, that's right. We just knocked a couple bricks out.